How do people fail to recognize the pattern with passion? By Krishna's mercy.
Sattvat sanjayate jnana. Radso log evcha. Pramad moha tamso. Bhavto jnanam evcha.
Quote, the mode of passion is born of unlimited desires and longings, O son of Kunti, and because of this one is bound to material fruit of activities.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 14.7.
Follow your passion, they say. Find something you love, they advise. Take on an occupation that you become fully immersed in and you will never work a day in your life, is their testimony. I appreciate the helpful hints. I do not mind being corrected by others. I like to hear different points of view. I do not want people to feel shy around me. I have heard so many derisive words throughout the course of life that it is practically impossible to offend me, nowadays. It is better to work. The idle brain is the devil's workshop, as quoted so often by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You see it play out with adult-age children who do not work. They are almost always depressed. They are addicted to drugs and alcohol. Their behavior is boorish. They yell and scream at their parents, who are often the ones still providing for everything. At the same time, the people giving the advice don't clue you into the aftermath. Say that a person does find their passion in life. They work in a specific occupation for decades. They earn enough money. They have a family. They live in a nice neighborhood. This does not mean they are happy. They might be as miserable as they were prior to finding the passion. To compensate, as if to extend the denial, they simply move on to another passion. They follow other desires. They reset the cycle of hankering and lamenting. How are people not able to recognize the pattern? I don't understand. You look at the stock market. People are heavily invested in the way share prices move. They want to make money. Okay, let's say that you end up earning millions of dollars. What will you do after that? Usually, the successful end up still invested. They spin off other business ventures. They keep an eye out for profit and loss, all the same. To me, there is this elephant in the room, wherein people know they are wasting their time but are afraid to admit it.
This scenario highlights one of the glories of the spiritual master and the tradition they represent, such as the culture found within Bhagavad Gita. The guru not only shines the spotlight on the problem, but they have authority to back up their claims. In Bhagavad Gita, we learn from the highest authority figure of all that the mode of passion features unlimited desires. A person keeps wanting. That one desire being fulfilled does not really change anything. After getting that car, they shift to something else. After moving into the new house, there are new things they want. The end result of staying in the mode of passion is association with fruitive activity. It is like a person is bound up. Instead of success liberating a person, it further binds them to activity moving forward. It is like there is no release. To recognize the problem is to begin to find relief. You cannot get off of the spinning treadmill until you realize that you aren't moving anywhere. The problem is, once you shut off fruitive activity, what else is left? How will a person be happy? Especially considering the depression associated with lack of work, what other option is there? For such a person, the simplest transition is to stay within the work but change the beneficiary. Instead of desiring success in the business for my personal well-being, offer up the results for the benefit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. In the simplest explanation, this was the situation of Bhagavad Gita, as spoken to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. You had one side intent on fighting, on preserving their illegal hold over a kingdom. You had the other side capable of winning the fight, but unwilling to follow through. Arjuna merely changed the beneficiary. Instead of fighting for personal gain, which he viewed as a negative, he released targeted strikes with the bow and arrow for the purpose of upholding Dharma, which would ultimately please Krishna. A person may argue that the same pattern will repeat, that there will never be full satisfaction in devotional work. This may be true, but the effect is different. Rather than keeping one bound to karma, a person becomes more and more attached to Krishna, who is the goal of Dharma, who is never tied to the material world. The work is blissful in every way, and the results do not get destroyed at the time of death. In closing, fail the pattern to see, that never truly happy to be. Passion followed as recommended, and into fury of work descended. But outcomes always the same, that peace never to me came. Change beneficiary for auspicious ground to land, like Arjuna's arrows released on Krishna's command.